Tonight, James spreads his seed. Mike shits in your wallet. And we fuck Clinton with Trump's toupee.
Hey, this is James from StravPunk.com.
And my fellow Americans, this is your president, Couch Potato Obama.
Couch Potato, go fuck yourself. Actually, by the time that you...
Wrong.
You hear this, there will be a new president. You, the listener, you will know. Me and Mike do not know at the recording of this. We don't know. But when you're listening to this, we will know. Either way, we're still fucked. Doesn't matter.
Yeah. No matter who wins, we lose. The Mexicans are going to want to put a wall up just to keep us out of there. And we'll have to pay for it.
I'll be so glad when this is over. And so glad when everyone's up bitching. And so glad every year now, it's every election is like, this is the most important election ever. No, it's not.
So who do you think will win, the Pussy Grabber or the notorious HRC?
Oh, I was like, which one's which? I thought you were going to come up with a good insult for Hillary Clinton.
You realize, by this time next week, we could be, for the first time ever, have a first dude of the White House?
Yeah. Yeah.
What do they call him?
President.
Because it's always been the first lady. Will he be the first gentleman?
Maybe they'll just call him former President Bill Clinton.
I mean, that'll be so fucking weird because it'll be the first time ever that we'll have a president, like a husband and wife presidential team. I mean, we've had father and son, like a couple of times. But, yeah, this is about all we give a fuck at. What are you doing?
I was turning the volume up on the mic.
Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
Yep.
Pump up volume.
The volumes are really low. But it always sounds good, so whatever.
Yep. Either that or we'll have the first ever president that was a former, reality TV show host.
Yeah, which we will probably end up having eventually anyway. I guarantee you by the next election, the election process will become a reality TV show.
It's not already? I mean, goddamn, it pretty much fucking is. Oh, I think, and it's funny because right now Clinton is winning in the polls. It looks like she's way ahead in the polls.
Yeah.
Honestly, I have a theory. She wanted to be president so hard last time, and she didn't get to. And this has all been about her becoming president ever since the 90s.
It's not about you.
It ain't about you.
Oh, my God.
I honestly think that she hired Trump.
Yeah.
Become the other candidate and then completely fuck up things so she'd get it right at the end.
Yeah, none of this election process.
He's a goddamn
real
businessman. Yeah, I don't fucking. Yeah, no, it's all real. Well, like I've been saying all along, no matter who wins, we lose. So, my fellow Americans, when you go to the polls, write in your campaign.
Don't.
Yeah, either don't go to the polls or vote for Frosty the Snowman, because you can write in whoever the hell you want. And I say Frosty the Snowman would make a better president than any other.
Yeah.
Friend of ours just recently went and voted for Frosty.
Yeah. Gary Johnson is actually polling really high.
Look at his fucking competition.
True.
I mean, he's not going to win, bless his heart, but...
Look at that one. Clinton, 44. Trump, 42. Gary Johnson, 4.8.
That's not very high. Not next to them.
Well, this one, yeah.
I mean, hell, a different poll we saw was like her in the 60s and him in the 30s.
Yeah. That's super even. And you know, I've seen both sides claiming that it's going to be a landslide. That looks like that's not a landslide.
Yeah, they can't really claim, both sides, it's going to be a landslide. It's going to be huge. And I know about landslides.
Yeah, where's the Politico one?
Politico.
CNN.
But you know what? Fuck all this shit. We've given the candidates enough goddamn time. I'm not an equal opportunity podcaster. Fuck them both. he needs to grab her. He needs to take his hairpiece off and grab her by the pussy with it and be done with it. Because I don't give a flying fuck. This one says her 47, him 42. Who gives a shit?
Yeah, and then Gary Johnson, 3-4%.
Yeah, I don't care. Nobody cares. Nobody should care. Like I said, no matter who wins, we fucking lose. This is literally a battle of the lesser of two evils. And so instead of
talking... Actually, that is the battle of the greater of, like, two evils. This is the greatest...
God. Or the... It's like, who do we vote for, Saddam Hussein or Hitler?
Have you seen that Facebook meme that's, how do we get to the point where we're spending millions of dollars to find the worst people in America contest? Can't we do this for cheaper?
Yeah, put it on Fox.
Yeah.
They could have it done in an hour special.
Yep. Ugh. What do we got coming up today?
Coming up on the show today is a bunch of shit about what's going to happen on, you know, November 9th when this world is plunged into a gigantic apocalyptic oblivion. We're going to be talking about shit hitting the fan barter items. We're going to be talking about Kano,
the Mortal Kombat guy?
Yes, Kano and his cannabis. And we're going to be telling you about a book called Watch Your Back. And I'm already geared up, and you'll hear about why later on, and it's not the election.
Really?
No, it's about all these pansy-ass Americans out there.
Oh.
That, like, think they have rights that they don't fucking have.
Oh.
Don't get me started. I will start the goddamn show with my fucking rant.
But instead, we're going to start the show not with news.
No, fuck the news. All the news this week is about the goddamn candidates. And like I said, we've given them enough of their fucking attention. So fuck them. I don't care. Okay, here's the fucking news. The election's going to happen in a few days. We're all screwed. We are so totally screwed. And I'm really good at screwing people. Just ask anybody about it.
Yeah. If you have a news story you'd like us to cover, you can email it to me, james@survivalpunk.com.
At which point we will print it out and wipe our asses with it.
Yep.
Yep. Yeah. So let's just jump right into this. Shit hitting the fan, barter items.
Yeah.
What are we talking about, James?
So, in a survival situation, emergency, shit hit the fan, any of those types of things, the economy may turn to a barter economy where Federal Reserve notes are only good to wipe your ass with.
Yep, they're
going
to be even more useless than they already are.
Yep. So, what are some things that you can use, you can stock up on, you can use for your preps to use for that situation?
Yep, when we're in the land of the Walking Dead minus the zombies.
Yeah, when money doesn't count. So we're going to go through a couple things that off the top of my head that I've looked up that you can use. Some of these things you may have, some of them you may want to start investing in. And a lot of these things I would rather invest in than, say, stocks and bonds.
Now, the first thing I want to tell everybody, fucking you can completely forget about your goddamn gold, your silver, your precious metals. That's all money and ain't going to be worth shit. The only fucking metals that are going to be worth fucking shit are steel, are lead, shit that can be made easily into bullets, ammunition.
Except you're totally wrong. We will talk about silver and gold later on.
That's fucking worthless. It's a monetary thing. What good is fucking gold going to do you in the fucking world with no money?
Because it doesn't have to do with the monetary value. It's the inherent value that gold has always had throughout all of our history. Because
they've
always had it. I mean, it's been used for currency for hundreds of years.
Yes, but currency is not barter. Well, currency is currency.
Well, in Argentina, when they had their big collapse, people were cutting off links of gold necklaces to trade for things.
Oh, and what good's that doing them? You can't use it for anything other than fucking money.
But it has value in the world, so they know that if they trade with it, they have it, and they can still use it.
Yeah, that's not barter. That's just a different type of money.
But no, though. People were like, hey, I want that bag of beans. And they're, like, cutting up gold, like, necklaces.
Yes, and what are they going to do with that gold that they just got handed?
They're going to keep bartering it around.
They're just going to hand it to somebody else for something else. Is that right?
That's
money.
That's barter.
That's not barter. That's money.
If I give you something, you give me something else, then that's bartering.
If I can then use what you gave me to do something with other than spend, then that's barter. If all that you gave me is something that I can use to spend to get something else and it has no other use whatsoever other than that, then that's just money.
Technically, that's what money is. Money is an exchange of value.
Ugh. Yes,
you believe that the money has value in it, so it does, and I can trade it to you, and then you can trade it to someone else. I mean,
in a world without...
This is non... non-government printed currency barter, basically.
This is basically that episode of the fucking DuckTales where that whole island started using fucking bottle caps as fucking money.
Yeah. They assumed that it had value, so it did. And when there's too many of them, the value went down.
Money is valueless in a world where it's all about barter. If you're using something that is useless to trade with, then that you're just using money.
Anyway.
This is an impasse.
Yeah, we'll just agree that you're wrong.
We'll agree that you're wrong.
So first up I have on my list is alcohol.
From the recovering alcoholic.
Yes. So you may want to stock up on it. I will stock up on rubbing alcohol for cleaning and medical uses. But and everything that the ATF covers is a good barter item.
Oh, God, yes.
So just alcohol. The pure grain, high alcohol content, things that could be used to sterilize things. So vodka and Everclear. Not so much necessarily the best thing to drink, but... it has more uses than not. So store some of the more popular ones. So, you know.
Your whiskeys, your bourbons, your scotches. I mean, there's always, I mean, fuck, just beer.
Tequila.
Hell yeah. I mean, as long as there has been humanity on this planet, that humanity has been trying to figure out better and new ways and easy ways to get fucked up and out of their mind, getting drunk, so to speak. Ever since the first motherfucker realized that eating fermented berries will make him feel all good and loopy for a little while.
Yeah.
Ever since then. So yeah, alcohol will never, ever, 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 ever go out of vogue.
Yes. And times when...
And guess what? If somebody pays you in alcohol, you can drink it or use it.
Yes. Times when people have struggled the hardest, like, say, the Great Depression...
Oh, God.
Do you know what did not get hurt by... Like, you know what the economy tanking did not hurt?
Alcohol sales.
Entertainment of all kinds.
Yep.
Movie sales through the roof.
Oh, God, that's, yeah.
Wasn't
vaudeville during that time? Or was that pre... That was pre-Great Depression.
I was going to say, if it was inflation adjusted, the highest grossing movie of all time is actually Gone with the Wind. As in ticket sales.
Yeah.
So
that is very true. I mean, being a funny fucker or just an entertaining actor or whatever held a lot of clout back during the Great Depression.
Yeah, people didn't want to actually think about...
It was during the Great Depression that the Three Stooges came into all of their popularity.
Yeah. So that also makes you think that you can ride through an economic collapse...
By being entertaining.
Yeah, there's a lot of ways. Like... It doesn't have to hurt everybody.
No.
So, a lot of people actually prospered during, well, every collapse. French Revolution, there were people that made tons of money when the economy was destroyed, basically, and society collapsed. Same thing in 2008 when we had our recession. The Great Recession. People came out smelling like roses. When other people were, you know, out of work for 99 weeks or whatever.
I didn't even notice it. Honestly, I did not notice a damn thing other than the price of gas.
Yeah, I mean, I was working retail at the time at the world's largest retailer, and it was the first time I'd ever heard them talk that maybe if things don't get better, we will lay off.
Oh, so, wow.
Which didn't actually end up happening, but they talked about it.
It's not.
People
need their creature comforts.
They do. Yes, which is alcohol. Like we said, it's a good thing to have. Medical uses, barter, lots of good uses to have.
Next on the list is tobacco.
Tobacco, because people need to have their tobacco and their nicotine. God.
Cigarettes, chewing tobacco, pipe tobacco, any kind of usable tobacco like that has always, I mean, ever since the first Indians realized, hey, if I smoke this stuff, I look cool.
Yeah.
Cool. It's going to have a value. And people get stressed, they're going to want a fucking cigarette. Even when they're not stressed, they're going to want a fucking cigarette because nicotine's addictive.
Yeah.
But it's also a great memory enhancer. People that use the go to bed wearing the nicotine patches will have a lot more lucid and vivid dreams.
Yeah. It has been used, nicotine itself, not so much cigarette and smoking products. Nicotine is a cognitive enhancer. So,
And plus chewing tobacco, dip, stuff like that can be used medicinally, like to treat bee stings and shit like that.
Yep. Yep. It is one of the things. I like plantain better, but if you have it, then use it.
Yes, but we're talking about tobacco.
Yes. And plantain would make a terrible barter item because it's every fucking where.
Yeah.
But tobacco, different things. So if you buy a carton of cigarettes and keep them for storage, they have a fairly short shelf life.
They do?
They will go stale, and your pickier smokers will not like them after a while.
Yes, but in a post-apocalyptic world, beggars can't be fucking choosers.
Well, it gets to a point where they wouldn't be that good anymore.
Really? Because 6 seasons into The Walking Dead, they're still smoking.
Well, yeah, that's a show.
Yes, but it's a show based on reality.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, if you substitute in, like, Republicans for zombies.
Right. The cigars will last a bit longer because they have some moisture in them. Cigarettes are drier and they won't.
If they're kept in a humidor.
Yeah. Loose tobacco stores even longer. Seeds. If you live here in the South like we do, like I have tobacco seeds for storage. Stop pulling the mic.
I will pull whatever I want to.
So tobacco seeds, you can just throw them in our backyard and we'll grow some tobacco plants.
Think about the shit that people in prison do for a cigarette.
Yeah. Yes, it is currency in there, and it will be currency and it should hit the fan.
And guess what? Yeah, people do trade things for cigarettes, but eventually those cigarettes get smoked. That's a use.
Whatever.
You just hate being wrong.
No, because you can make jewelry and shit out of silver
and
gold.
Oh, yeah,
because
jewelry is, like, you know, useful.
It is.
For
people
what?
People like it. Looking good.
Yeah, because that matters.
It does.
For no reason whatsoever, but whatever. Next.
Ammo.
Ammunition.
Yes. You're going to want the major useful calibers here. I'm talking...
Because the world is going to be full of people a lot grumpier than I am.
22, 9mm, 223, 5.56.
Are any of those like buckshot?
No.
Because you need shotgun shells too.
You could, yeah. And they come... You can get those fairly cheap, so...
Oh, yeah.
I would recommend going with a 12 gauge. What you want to do is you want to pick the most useful calibers and store those.
God, yeah.
The most common. If you're like James, I just want to know like one or two to pick. I would go with 22 and then 9. Those I feel that will be your most common.
Yeah, they're going to be used in the widest variety of fucking firearms.
After that, I would, I feel that you should own the most common, like, calibers. I don't think that if you don't own any firearms and you want your first purchase to be, like, a 10mm or, you want your first purchase to be, my cat was climbing up the back of my chair. He is a good kitty.
I don't want to buy that.
So, yeah. Some of the weird, funky calibers, like 25 auto or anything weird. Like, if you're like, oh, I think my first gun purchase needs to be this obscure Rhino rifle from the 1920s that you have to hand load your ammo for. I'm like, you're dumb fuck. Don't do that.
Yeah.
That's just not, no.
No.
If you're like, my first gun's going to be a 22 or an AR-15 or...
An M1 Garand.
An M1 Garand or a 30-06 hunting rifle. Like a Remington 700. Good job. All those are good choices. They're common. You can find ammo. You can find parts for them. You can find people to repair them. You need to go with that. You need to go with common.
Yeah, I mean, and I think after the shit really hits the fan, we're going to see a lot more improvised weapons. Improvised guns. I mean, back when my dad was a gang member in Detroit, way, way back in the day, like in the 50s, they made a lot of fucking zip guns. I mean, they made shit that would shoot a 22 that was made out of, like, fucking telescopic car fucking antennas and nails and shit like that.
Dude, I will find a link and put it in the show notes to the YouTube, and I'm going to show Mike later on. There's this guy that came up with a design super easy. Like, you can weld it or... There's actually, like, you can pin it or bolt it all together, and he named it the GB22, because those gun buyback programs that cops set up all across the country, they give you, I think, $100 for bringing them a gun, because they're trying to be like, oh, these gangbangers need to come turn in their guns and make money. So he built this, the world's simplest, i.e. four parts, 22 handgun.
Is it made out of cheap shit, that way he can make the firearm and take it and sell it for $100?
He does make it at home. It's super easy. It does work. But yeah, he's in parts and stuff. It's less than $100 and he's making a profit on it.
That's like a complete abuse of a fucking supposed to be a good program.
I think the program is a little on the dumb side, and I think this is a genius idea.
They're just trying to get fucking gangsters and thugs and fucking gang members to fucking hand over their weapons.
I.e., they're encouraging gangbangers to go steal weapons from people to go sell for money.
You got a point there.
It is kind of like enabling money laundering there. I found this gun. No, you stole this gun, you faggot. Go to hell. So yeah,
their heart's in the right place, but their minds sure as hell ain't.
Yeah. So the guy that invented it is supposed to be putting out a kit at some point. And dude, I'd buy it and put together this.
I mean, is it a functioning gun?
Yes. Hmm. It's single shot. It's a single shot 22.
I wonder if those instructions are still out there on the internet somewhere of the 3D printer program for the printable gun.
I don't think there's any way to pull them back now. I think they're distributed and viral. Like, the site may have been closed down where the guy was creating it. Like,
hey, as long as a handful of people got it, they can always put it back out there.
It doesn't matter, though, because it could just, I mean, more people can make it. I mean, it's the knowledge is out there. More people can design it and throw it out there and distribute it.
I mean, this was a guy out in the middle of fucking nowhere.
Yeah. So I'm sure it is. Main calibers. Mike brought this one up. You want to tackle the next one?
Coffee.
Oh, my God, coffee.
Coffee is a peacemaking motherfucker. There were stories in the come out of the fucking Civil War. The North and the South would be fighting across the river all goddamn day. Then at the end of the day, when the ceasefire took effect for, you know, that fucking evening, they would trade back and forth. And the most commonly traded item was coffee. People need their coffee first thing in the morning. Why? Because we've become a pussy whip bunch of fucking bitches that can't survive without our morning fix of fucking caffeine.
And I love coffee, and there are not a lot of things to supplement coffee. There's not. Here in North America, pretty much our option would be
energy drinks.
Well, I mean, naturally, the things you get shit hit the fan would be the species of tree, Ilex vomitoria,
which sounds not, like it makes you throw up.
Yeah. Who's normal. The Yupon holly. The Yupon holly. It is a relative of the holly berry tree.
You know, they say eating an apple or drinking a lot of water first thing in the morning will wake you up just as good.
I have heard that, and mm-hmm. I call bullshit on it.
On both of those?
Yes.
Oh, really? Have you actually tried it?
I do the water, and it doesn't do shit for me.
Well, it's because you're addicted to caffeine.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, so the Ilex vomitoria has caffeine in it, and you can make a coffee substitute minus the caffeine with the roasted roots of the dandelion.
Then what the hell's the point?
It actually tastes pretty good. I mean, if you're just drinking it for flavor.
I mean, if you want it for flavor, I mean, yeah, sure. Other than that, I have never been able to figure out the whole purpose of decaf coffee.
Yeah. Ugh. Well, just for flavor, just because, I mean, I myself like the flavor of coffee, so.
Yeah, I will only drink coffee if I just need to wake up.
Right. So, yeah, storing coffee is the best. And
oh, God,
you know what?
Yeah.
We found out recently that instant coffee does have like a pretty much indefinite shelf life.
Yep.
Keep it in the original package. Don't like open it and leave it open. Or once you open it, you're going to want to use it within like a week or so.
Or you can get massive quantities of it and vacuum seal it.
Yeah. And just leave them in the original container. And
yeah, as long as it stays like vacuum sealed like that, it'll last fucking damn near forever.
Yeah. And then regular coffee, I think you have like a 12-month shelf life tops. Freeze it, maybe 2 or 3 years. Then you have to move on to like, you can get number 10 cans, vacuum sealed, obviously, of green coffee beans. They smell like shit when you roast them, so do it outside.
Yeah, but they will last fucking God.
They will last a much longer time. So, I mean, in your preps, you got kind of three tiers there. Like, you can have some regular coffee, and that's good to go. And, you know, you have, like, so 2 years on it. So if you buy, like, an extra thing, and you sort of rotate it. So you buy the coffee that you drink, and you buy, like, an extra bag, and then you always have an extra bag. So for a short term, shit hit the fan, you know, like, tornado comes through and tears your property up or something, and you're trying to get some guy that has a chainsaw because your chainsaw is broken or your hand is broken and you can't use the chainsaw and your wife can't use the chainsaw. You can be like, dude, I'll give you some of this, I'll give you the bag of this coffee, dude, if you'll cut the tree up for me. Coffee, that might work.
Do you remember the show Fringe?
Yes, I know of it.
Well, I don't know if you ever, how far into it you got, but it was funny when they got to the whole season that started with the alternate universe, where things are the same, but, you know, a bit different. You know, coffee is very prolific over here. I mean, you can't go anywhere without finding coffee, but it's a delicacy and an extreme rarity over there, to the point where they wanted to talk about trading between the universes.
Wow.
Yeah, because that's the one thing, anybody from that universe that came over here immediately started drinking coffee like it was going out of style, because yeah. They never could get it anywhere. It was like a fine vintage of wine that was just unattainable.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Coffee's good, so
yeah, only the elite rich would enjoy a morning cup, and that was like maybe once a week, because they never knew where they were going to get it again.
That's so weird.
Yeah, I mean, and it's made it all throughout a fucking, I mean, can you think of a movie, a TV show, a book, or any fucking thing where somebody hasn't had a cup of coffee at some point in the middle of it?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, it's just like it's one of the most commonly done things ever. I mean, and that's the thing, not just in America. Every fucking where. Even the British, famous for their tea, will drink coffee and have Starbuckses all over the fucking place.
Yeah.
China is full of fake Starbuckses.
Yeah, it is.
There's just coffee fucking everywhere. So, yeah, you'll never fucking run out of
The Japanese word for coffee is kohi.
Close enough.
Yeah.
Very close.
And the Japanese love coffee.
All right.
There are vending machines of coffee.
Let's move on to the next thing. Batteries.
Batteries.
That is something I didn't even fucking think of. But, yeah, batteries. Little tiny packets of energy.
Yeah. I mean, they are a store of energy, and a lot of devices run on them. A lot of devices, you can use batteries to charge them. Like, I used to have a cell phone battery charger that just took AA batteries, because then I could use, like, you know, any AA batteries in an emergency or rechargeables, which I liked.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and you know what, I would add one thing to that that I did not see. It's not on your list, but another tradable thing like that, solar panels will become a premium item for barter.
Yes, I didn't even get on the list solar panels. But yeah.
I mean, and it's a great way to recharge your damn batteries. Incidentally, even not okay, you know, because you buy batteries and some of them will be labeled rechargeable. Even the non-rechargeable ones, and me and you can both vouch for this, can be charged to an extent. I mean, they might not hold a charge as long as the others, but shit.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend it because it may cause a fire or explode and kill you.
Or cause your charger to become very corrosive.
Yeah, I have recharged the Energizer lithium batteries. Because I was like, oh, lithium batteries are in cell phones. Let me throw these in my charger. And they were dead, and then afterwards they were not dead. I only did it once. As a disclaimer, don't try this, because, you know, like the Samsung Galaxy F7 Note, it could explode, but it did take a charge, and it did work for a little while, and then I think I got rid of those batteries.
Yeah, I mean, it's something that I wouldn't recommend doing a lot, especially the same batteries, but in a pinch, you can.
And should
it
hit the fan?
Well, you discovered that you could do it when because you had that one battery charger, but it required having two batteries in it.
I think so, yeah. I just stuck a lithium in there. Just because the other, you had to have a complete circuit, which, hell, you could have used your bolt trick for that.
Yeah, you probably could have. I wouldn't have recommended touching that bolt.
Yeah.
Well, you would have. It wouldn't have mattered to you. You damn near, I went over and hovered near you at that fucking, we were at a flea market earlier today, and somebody was playing with a stun gun, and I had to go over and stand next to James, because I thought for sure he was just going to fucking stun gun himself.
The idea went through my head.
I know it. I heard it go through your head from across a fucking booth.
Yeah.
Oh. I'm like, I hear it. Zzz, zzz. I'm like, oh, God. You can ask Andrea about this. Producer Mike's wife, to everybody out there. I'm like, I better go watch James or he's going to fucking stun gun himself. Zzz. And you were standing right over there by it when I got over there.
I was trying to get close enough to look at him.
Yeah.
Flea markets are great for barter items, by the way.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Not even on the list, but we're gonna segue into it real quick. Cast Iron.
Oh, God.
We saw some good deals there. We saw some crazy ones. But we saw some good ones, too.
Yeah, I mean, if taken proper care of, a cast iron skillet will last fucking forever.
I know one of mine, at least, is over 100 years old.
Hell, one of mine, you could tell from the machining and everything, it had a repaired handle that had been welded back onto
it. Yeah.
But it was of the old quality.
Yep. So, cast iron for barter, because I remember that story we read, Mike, of the Russian, maybe Protestant people that left Russia, and they were, like, in the mountain for, like, like, what, 20 years or something? They raised a new family up there.
Oh, they're, yeah, I remember
in
that
Siberia.
Story.
They were in the Siberia wilderness.
Didn't know the war had ended.
Yeah, didn't know the war had ended, and their cookware, they took not cast iron cookware, and it had, like, rusted and fell pieces and stuff, and they didn't have a lot left. So cast iron, properly taken care of, will last forever, and it should hit the fan, and people will need to cook with it. And because, God forsake, I mean, how many of you fuckers still use, like, the cheap-ass Teflon-coated skillets that you have to replace, like, what, once a year, maybe? Because they fall apart, the shit flakes off of it, and they just, like, crinkle up and... They're crap.
Oh, my God. My favorite cast iron... Oh, not cast iron. My favorite Teflon skillet from a few years ago. One day, I was cooking with it, and just all the shit started coming off of it at once. It was the weirdest fucking thing I had ever fucking seen in my life. I mean, you had to heat it up, and then it just started bubbling and cracking, and all the shit came off of it simultaneously.
I would not have eaten... I would not have eaten any of the shit that I was cooking. The whole thing,
no,
all going trash.
No food was in it yet. Just oil.
Oh, nice.
But as soon as it started happening, I took it off the fucking heat, and I just fucking chucked it.
Yeah.
I'm like, this thing is useless now.
Yeah. And I have never had that happen with cast iron.
No. I mean, it won't happen with cast iron.
No.
But we were on batteries. We got all the way over to cast iron from batteries.
Store your most popular, just like ammo. You know, you want AAAs and AAs, stuff that people will need.
And I would recommend, like, large batteries, like power wheelchair batteries, car batteries, shit like that. Anything that can hold a fucking charge.
Yeah.
I mean, you're always going to need fucking electricity. I mean, when you got a car battery under the right circumstances, it can become damn near infinitely rechargeable.
I don't like to let car batteries go out. I have a battery backup system, and it has a car battery, and it still is working good.
Yeah, once a battery goes dead the first time, it, like, royally diminishes the lifespan of that battery.
Yeah, so I have a charger, trickle charger, hooked up to it, and it keeps it charged all the time.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. And speaking of cars...
Gas.
Gasoline.
Yeah. So gas is getting cheaper, or at least it was. It looks like it may be inching back up or dropping back down. I'm not real sure.
No, it's been floating, at least in our neck of the woods, right around $2 a gallon.
Right.
Give or take, depending on the day of the week, apparently.
Yeah.
It's dropped back down a little bit, then I saw it trickle back up and drop back down. It's just yo-yoing right in the 190s right now.
I mean, for generators, for chainsaws, for power tools, all that stuff.
Hell, for fire starting ability.
Gasoline is one of the most compact stores of power there is on Earth, which is why, I mean, gasoline fueled, like, you know, the expansion of the world, the, you know, industrial age.
I'd also recommend diesel, too.
Yeah.
A lot of shit runs on diesel.
That is true. To be honest, if you're going to store diesel, do not go to your local gas station and get diesel. Go to your co-op store and get the red-dyed diesel that is not legal to use on the road. Like, if you have a diesel truck and you get the red diesel made for, like, farm equipment, you know you can't drive it on the road, because if, for by God, some chance that the highway patrol pulls you over and sees the red diesel in your truck, huge fine, because you're screwing the man out of his taxes. But in a shit hit the fan, fuck that.
Yeah.
Anything that will take diesel, like your you know, farm equipment or your truck, there you go. And it's cheaper because you're not paying road taxes on it, because it's for farm vehicles that don't go on the road.
Yeah, I mean, and the vast majority of, like, farm vehicles and construction equipment, shit like that, runs on diesel. It doesn't run on gasoline, because diesel is a hell of a lot more fuel efficient.
Yeah, so I would make my primary gasoline, and then after you get your ducks in a row there... Yeah, store some diesel.
And kerosene, too, because kerosene and diesel are close enough where they could damn near be used interchangeably in some things, but just far enough away where you can burn out an engine.
Yeah, and I have a kerosene heater as a backup. And propane. I mean,
oh, yeah. Any of the gases, basically.
Yeah, yeah. Your fucking, those little camp stove things, get some of those, too. Like, I've got a pocket rocket fuel stove. And they take the little screw on, like, I don't know if it's butane. It's a camp stove fuel.
Combustible liquids are a must.
Yeah, definitely. definitely an alcohol gin is combustible.
I mean, and especially, I mean, stuff like that is going to be royal, especially gasoline is going to be royally good for a barter item because it's finite. I mean, it's not like we can produce, I mean, and it should hit the fan post-apocalyptic world. There's not going to be people running refineries anymore.
No.
And you know what? Before I get into any more of this, why not? I mean, all of this can be avoided is, okay, something really bad happens. Just, everybody just go to work and do your damn jobs and keep the fucking world spinning. The only way that the shit is royally going to hit the fan is if everybody gives up and starts looting simultaneously. If people just keep like, eh, well, that's fucked up. Oh, off to work. If everybody does that, the world will keep on turning and nobody will notice anything. But humans are stupid, so.
Well.
This is just going to be my rant episode.
Yeah, you're in a pissy mood.
I am.
I was going to say, well, I don't know of anyone that is going to keep going to work if the dollar collapses and your boss is like, hey, Mike, I'd appreciate you coming to work. I mean, I can't pay you. I don't have, there's no money. Money doesn't mean anything anymore. But if you will still come to work and make phone calls, then that'd be good. Okay.
And see, and that's the problem with fucking money or anything like that that is only used for fucking spending. Its value is, like, imaginary. Dollars are just basically, like, fabric paper. I don't fucking get it. It's completely fucking pointless. It's got an imaginary value set on it by the commonality of idiots.
Tools.
Yes, they are tools.
Tools make great barter
items. Oh, tools, yes. That's the next item on there.
Yes.
No, oh, and that's another thing that the flea market was just fucking
yes.
Chock full of.
My beautiful girlfriend, Serenity, bought me my first chisel.
She got you a chisel.
She got me a chisel.
Aw.
So I can chisel stuff.
Chisel, never mind.
Saws and axes, and there are chainsaws there. There was a lot of good tools there. A lot of good hand tools. Augers. Egg beater
wrenches,
drills.
Sockets. I mean, everything you could fucking think of. All different types of saws.
Yes. So you need to have tools. I think me and Jeff Radke did an episode 20, 30, 40 episodes ago about tools. Sort of our top 10 tools or so. And those top tools were also make good tools to have for barter.
Interestingly enough, something I saw there, at least three different vendors, was people selling handles. Like, hammer handles, axe handles, shit like that. Just
yes.
Was nothing on them, just the fucking handle part, because which I thought that was ingenious.
Yes, handles break, and you need to replace them. Because, I mean, your hammer is not going to be nearly as useful when you break the hammer, or when you break the handle off the hammer. So,
yeah.
Axe is the same thing. I mean, if you're not used to swinging a hammer, or, you know, shit, accidents happen, you can break your handle, and you're going to need a new one.
Mm-hmm.
Many of you may not be woodworkers and be able to go have the time to cut green wood, season it, let it dry, you know, season it, and then, you know, carve it into the handle and then hang the handle.
And you know something that reminds me? There's another item that's intangible that got left off your list. And I think this could be actually a very good barter item. Your knowledge, skill. Like, say you're really good at a skill. Like, say you're fucking good at woodworking or forging stuff, blacksmithery, shit like that. Not a lot of people are. That's why there's specialists out there. You can trade your skills for stuff.
Yes. That's actually one of the places where I see the barter economy working well now. Sort of a service-based barter economy. Whereas, like, say you're a dentist and you need some car work done, you could talk to your mechanic and be like, hey, I see that you need a tooth pulled. If you change my alternator, I'll pull your tooth. There's no reason that you need to exchange money there.
Well, it's like in the movie Phenomenon with John Travolta back before he became gay toward masseuses. In that movie, it was funny. He was a mechanic, and there was this one guy that kept coming in. He needed his car fixed. The guy, John Travolta, had his car, but he didn't have the money to pay him. He's like, I don't have the money to pay you, but I need my car by tomorrow. He's like, yeah, well, I need solar panels put up on my roof. I don't know anything about solar panels. He's like, no, but Doug down there does, and he needs a well dug on his property. So you dig his well, he'll install my solar panels, and I'll fix your car.
That's exactly it, yeah. So both knowledge and learning, i.e. I think you should have books for the shit hits fan, and then you can barter those books. And if you have a skill, shit hit the fan. I think blacksmiths, welders, anyone with a good skill.
Oh, God, like mechanical engineers, people that know how to fucking take motors apart and put them back together, shit like that.
Yeah.
Oh, God, the Cuban mechanics will be fucking just fine in the apocalypse.
They won't even know.
No. Well,
in the novel World War Z, Cuba did just fine.
Oh, what, did they, close off the borders and not let anybody in? Yeah. So nothing happened over there.
Pretty much, yeah, they were good. Jordan, you are being a fat, messy cat.
Okay, what's next on here after tools? Clothes and blankets.
Clothes and blankets, yes. Clothes wear out. You may know this.
That's another good skill.
To mend them, yes.
Yeah.
So, you're going to want to have both for yourself stored, you know, and you can load up on, God, flea markets or thrift stores, pawn shops, not pawn shops on that. Just cheap blankets, cheap clothes, you know, shoes wear out a lot.
Incidentally, old raggedy clothes can be used to make blankets.
Yeah. I mean, there's worst case scenario. If you have clothes that just like completely shred and they're completely useless and it's time to change into your other clothes, there's rags. A lot of times I'll keep old t-shirts and make cleaning rags out of.
I honestly think that might be where, like, quilts came from. Like, patchwork quilts?
Yeah.
I mean, this old material that can't be used for anything else, they used it to make fucking quilts with, blankets.
Yes. What was it? There was a... It used to be, like, in England and stuff, I think during the war, they would sell flour in these cloth sacks instead of, you know, like, whatever, you know, like, paper...
Seems like that would get out easily.
Really tight weave.
It would have to be.
Really, I mean, like, hell, like, t-shirt material, like, flour wouldn't really get out of that. Not really.
Oh, it could.
It could, but not really, really. And this would be coarser and thicker than a t-shirt material.
Yeah, of course it would.
And the ladies, because they couldn't get fabric in, they would keep these bags and make dresses out of them and, like, other things.
Well, hell, why not?
Yeah. So, I mean, obviously, a lot of you ladies listening to this podcast, because I know... The ladies love the Survival Punk podcast. I doubt you're going to be buying flour sack dresses, but, you know, you can be inventive.
You should.
And reuse stuff.
And if you have a flour sack dress, please send your pictures to james@survivalpunk.com.
You are trying to get me punched.
yeah, just a little.
There are other projects, though. Like, your wife made a purse out of jeans, didn't she?
Oh, God, dude, she's made purses out of jeans, she's made purses out of duct tape, she's made purses out of plastic shopping bags.
Yeah.
Oh, she's ingenious.
So, yeah, old clothes have uses, and it's good to have extra clothes and stuff to barter people, you know?
My wife's got a barterable skill right now. She's actually used her crafting skills to barter with.
Yeah.
I mean, she made a, she, like, fucking knitted a bikini for this chick to take to, for this professional
Burning Man.
This professional hairdresser to take to Burning Man, and in exchange for that, she got a full makeover.
That's pretty awesome.
That's awesome bartering.
It is.
My wife paid for a tattoo one time with a $100 gift card to a crafting store.
Yep.
And it was a tattoo worth more than $100 by their pricing.
And barter is good for that.
I love barter. What was next on our list?
Seeds.
Yeah, we've touched on this a little here, a little there.
We barely covered blankets real quick, just because people are cold. Getting extra heat may not be the easiest, but laying on blankets, like, I mean, I've been in houses so cold that you just have to get under, like, you know, 5 or 6 quilts and blankets and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You'll make it. I mean, you'll be stripping naked underneath there and, like, you know, hot. And then you get out from these blankets. You're like, oh, fuck this shit. And you get back under the blankets. But those blankets will keep you warm. So, seeds. I'm not real big on, like, the survival seed banks and shit. I just get some seeds, store them, use them, you know. Then you know they're viable. If you get a seed bank, whatever. But I would rather you get seeds, use those seeds, and then save seeds from the plants that you grew from seeds. And then barter with those seeds. I'm just saying. And then, you know, if you have some packets of cheap seeds that you bought at the end of the season, you know, you can vacuum seal them and then barter them too. But I'm sure that you can barter a better value with seeds that you're like, these are seeds from my tomatoes that I grew last year and I saved the seeds out of them. Instead of like, oh, I bought this packet of seeds from Walmart like 2 years ago. Just saying. Your barter value will be higher and you'll know that those seed germination rates will be higher that way. You know, with commercial seeds that were made and grown somewhere else, you know, I don't know. Your neighbor down the street was like, okay, so these are seeds that grew successfully from plants here in this area. Better, I mean.
I mean, seeds done properly, like, are infinitely renewable. Like exactly. You were just saying.
Yeah, you grow them and then you save the seeds from those.
If society, civilization shuts down, agriculture is going to come back into vogue in a big, bad way.
Yeah, and remember,
you're going to want to grow your crops. Fan,
do not water your crops with Brondo.
But it's what plants crave!
I know, it's what plants crave, but it won't work.
You mean like in the toilet?
In the toilet. Food. We're talking long-term storable food here.
Like Twinkies?
No, Twinkies are shit, and they actually don't last more than about 30 days.
Oh, so like snowballs?
No, like Mountain House foods.
Canned goods.
Freeze-dried foods. Dehydrated MREs. Foods. MREs.
Spam.
Honey. Salt. The things that we talked about in the podcast two or three podcasts ago.
Everything on that list.
Goes on here, yes. Yes. Tins of food. Lard we talked about. Coconut oil actually does not really ever go bad. So, coconut oil. Store it.
You can cook with acorns. I just want to let people know that. And acorns are free.
Jars of yummy, epic duck fat like I bought and I can't wait to cook something with.
Did the people at Whole Foods really go crazy when you bought that?
They were like, duck fat? I've never seen this before. And I'm like, it literally is like on the aisle behind where you're standing at.
Like, don't you stock? I mean,
yeah,
shit.
No, you just run the register.
Nobody's ever bought the duck fat?
I guess not yet. Well, they had the Epic pork rinds I just saw on Facebook, but they were like...
Epic? What are... Wait, hold on.
It's a brand Epic.
Oh.
Epic makes Epic
bars.
Thought
they were going to be like a whole pig in rind form.
No, they're just like high quality like pork rinds, but they're like $3.99 a bag.
Still got the snout on it. I want to see that bag.
Yum.
Serenity's
leaving.
Warned. Alert everybody. Serenity's making an escape.
Yeah, she is
bored. Intern Serenity has left.
Yeah, so...
She's out the door.
Food. Food is a good barter item. Your beans and your rice. I mean, you know what? I like rice in two categories, really. I like the big, like 25-pound, 50-pound bags of rice for my personal long-term storage. And I also like these small, like, one-pound bags of rice and beans.
I'm sorry. I just realized I fucking forgot. I bought the stuff to make homemade biscuits.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I got, like, self-rising flour and shortening and buttermilk today. So I got to make biscuits today.
Oh, God. I don't know that we even have room to eat all that.
Oh, you'll try one of my biscuits. It's my mom's recipe, and she always... Oh, God. I miss her biscuits. I haven't had her biscuits in 20 years.
Yum.
I'm sorry. I completely derailed us.
Yum, biscuits.
We're talking about food.
Store the ingredients and make homemade biscuits. Yeah, so the one-pound the one-pound bags, like, you know, they're good to barter with. It's like... Oh, I need that. So here's a little bag of beans and rice or whatever. So, yeah, I like that for barter, and it's easier. It's easier to get to.
All right.
Last up,
medical supplies. I'm glad you put this on here.
Absolutely. So,
doctors and nursing also a tradable skill.
Yes. You don't want to cover all your bases here. Extras of all your first aid equipment stuff. Okay. So I like to build all my first aid kits from the premise of one, stopping blood loss. That'll kill you fast. Just for that reason. And then, so you want your like gauzes, your Curelix rolls. You can get stuff like Quick Clot. That would be good to barter with and to have in your kits. Just, I mean, cheap rolls of gauze and pads and stuff to absorb blood and loss of blood. So the number one reason people die medically in the world, do you know what it is?
Hold on. I know this. The Kardashians.
Death of dehydration via pooping themselves to death.
Oh, wow.
Diarrhea.
Yeah, like I said, the Kardashians.
Kills people. You know, from a lot of people all over the world drinking contaminated water, getting diarrhea, and then dehydration from so literally your biggest fear, and shit hit the fan because, you know, clean water is hard to find. Maybe you're drinking contaminated water. Maybe you get diarrhea. Maybe you die from dehydration due to poop.
Oh, yeah. You know what? On an episode of Survivor Man with Les Stroud, I actually saw him have to quit early because of the contaminated water.
Right. He drank it in the Amazon and then was sick and pooping. And
yeah. He was going to be dehydrated very quickly.
So you know what you should probably definitely have in your preps and as a barter item?
Anything to sterilize water?
And Imodium, whose generic name eludes me at the moment.
What, Imodium?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, because that'll stop you up. But won't that keep the stuff in?
Well,
the Giardia or whatever it is?
Yes, but you're going to want to not. Imodium will save your lives. When nurses and volunteers go to those third world countries, yeah, they give out Imodium to keep people alive.
I like having Imodium around because when I get diarrhea, man, I am pissing out my ass.
Yeah. Imodium could save your life. So
it'll plug me up for 3 days.
And oh my God, think about the barter value of like not
Jordan
being,
quit being
stuck
a dick
on the toilet.
He keeps bitch slapping me with his tail.
He's good kitty.
He claws into my back again. I swear to God, he'll be flying good kitty.
No. Medical supplies. So yeah, Imodium, definitely have that on there.
How dare you, Arjorny? Did I pull the mic again?
Yes. I'm not big on telling people to stock up on, like, suture kits and stuff, especially without training, because then you're just going to blunder around and try to stitch yourself up. Probably not the best idea.
You know
butterfly strips, though? Really good idea for that.
You know what medical professionals I think will be possibly the most valuable in an apocalyptic world?
A dentist?
I was actually thinking a veterinarian. Veterinarians usually have to be trained to handle all manner from the most simple to the most complicated of medical procedures. Yes, I mean, it's on an animal, but it's usually on a bunch of different animals. And if you think about it, humans are animals too.
Right.
And the biology a lot of times is just not that different. I mean, as we've discussed on this show many, many times, human medicine and animal medicine is, I mean, in some places completely interchangeable.
Right.
I mean, that's one of the things. Even, I know I keep bringing up The Walking Dead, but like Herschel on the show, he was their doctor for a while. He was a veterinarian. I mean, they are good at general practicing. They are good at surgery. I mean, because they have to be able to work on so many different types of animals, I mean, they're going to be able to work on humans for the most part. And they actually have the bonus of working on humans because a human can tell them where it hurts.
Right. And speaking of veterinarians, there are, so if you go into,
and you're
like
going to want to keep Jordan alive.
Vet shops, yes. There are a lot of good medical preps in there that a lot of times they don't make medicine for animals. They make medicine for humans and give that medicine to animals, much like fish antibiotics, which would make another great barter item.
Oh, incidentally, I mean, I work for a pharmacy, okay? I'm not going to say which one. I just refuse to. But a lot of our patients are dogs, cats. We've dealt with rats. I recently had to get medicine ready for a rabbit. Different pharmacy that I used to work for, I had to deliver a shitload of medication to the Nashville Zoo for an elephant.
That's pretty awesome.
Well, it was a bunch of tranquilizers that they had to, basically, they put in a big loaf of bread, fed it to the elephant, and they had to knock it out to give it an MRI.
Hmm.
Because it was a new elephant, and this one got particularly finicky.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, and it was like people medicine. It's just an astronomical dosage.
Right.
It was like 500 pills, I think, something like that. All put in an even larger capsule that the zoo keeps on hand, and then put in a loaf of bread.
That is funny.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the end of the list. there are probably a million things that we did not leave on this list.
Like titty pics.
You know what? I've actually considered that during the apocalypse, a shit hit the fan of some sort, porn would make a great barter item.
It would.
I
wasn't joking about that. Anything in the sex industry, that's also a tradable skill. Hookers will do just fine.
Yeah, and it goes back to the entertainment. People will not sacrifice their wants over their needs.
There's going
to
be a lot of spanking in the apocalypse.
Yeah, so... What is it? Big Titty Asians? That would make a good barter item. Is that what Dean Winchester reads? Busty something, Asian Beauties?
Yeah, like Busty Asian Beauties.
Yeah.
Either what he reads or it's that porn. Whatever. Remember there was that porn that the trickster Gabriel, the archangel, kept showing up in?
That was like... That was something weird, like... Mexican love or something.
Like Hacienda Le Amor. Shit like that. But no, yeah.
Never American porn.
Well, why not? I mean, you see Americans always... every day.
Yeah. On that bombshell.
Well, it's not time to end yet. We got a couple of things, and you just want to skip everything.
We are at an hour.
Oh, well, on that bombshell, I think it might be time to end. So, yeah, this has been a great episode, and we only covered one thing.
Yeah, I you know what? I've heard some positive feedback that people do enjoy the one-topic shows.
Well, you know what? I think we should keep that in mind. I mean,
because a lot of times we'll get to the main topic and then we have to rush through because we're out of time.
I don't even have to do all geared up because I've been all geared up all fucking
episode. The whole time. Yeah,
yeah. So on that bombshell, it is time to end. So what?
Double check. There's nothing I really want to talk about.
This can all hold. This can all hold till next time.
There will be a link in the show notes to a book called Watch. God damn it, Mike.
You need to tighten that up.
You need to stop hitting the mic.
You need to shut my
Watch
mouth.
Your back. It's a book on dealing with situational awareness. It's a damn near a PhD in situational awareness. I'll have a link to it. I'll have a link to the blog post I wrote on it, and then you can check it out and then see if it's something you want to get.
Are you going to do a YouTube review on it?
I did a YouTube unboxing, and then I did a blog post review on it, and...
You know what? Why don't we do a one-topic episode about that book, then? We could start doing that.
We could, but instead, I have two copies of that book, and I will give one away to... If you're listening to this, and you made it to the end of the podcast, then send me an email, james@survivalpunk.com.
The first email you get? Let's make it interesting. The third email you get.
I'm going to do the first because...
Nah.
Because sometimes getting that first email is a pain in the ass. So, and if you're listening to this contest much past Election Day, so much past November 10th or 11th, Probably don't bother emailing me because the contest will probably be way over.
Oh, but I'm telling you this right now. You have to say, it'll be the first person to email stating that you want the book, Watch Your Back, and you have to use the code word, Busty Asian Beauties.
Yes, and then also in the email, give me your address to send the book to.
Yep, you want Watch Your Back, Busty Asian Beauties, and your address. And you will get a book.
And on that bombshell...
It is time to end. So for the Survival Punk Podcast, this is Couch Potato Mike.
This is James Sickwin Burnett.
And God, pray for everybody. Hopefully we'll have an episode next week. Just go to fucking work.
DIY to join the Survival Punk Army, use guys.
Use guys!